Hello and welcome to the Ramblings of My Soul. I'm Amy McNaughton and I am the queen instigator and igniter of this podcast. I'm here to stir the pot of your desires and fuel your soul. I'm a rebel with a cause. I'm your cheerleader, confidant, and your tour guide. I'm here to guide you back home to your inner truth, but most importantly, I'm here to help you identify what is your truth. We're going to channel Peter Pan and Christopher Columbus because we're going to set sail to find other lost women and discover a new world, one filled with fun, love, and laughter. You're going to discover a different view of the world and one that will work for you because it will be created by you. And now, without further ado, let's get ready to listen to this week's unedited, no fluff or bullshit podcast. So I received a message through my Gmail account. It's an old account I've had for, oh gosh, probably 10 years. And I don't use it that much anymore. However, what was really interesting is the message was that I've ran out of storage. I have no room left, no space. The space is limited. And I thought, ooh, where is that occurring in my life? Where do I feel like I have no more room? I can't fit one more thing in. I'm running out of space. Where is that happening in my life? And I thought, well, that's one hell of a metaphor. However, the first thing I did was I started to delete some of the stuff out of Gmail account. And you've got the social section, you've got promotions, and then you've got your primary account, right? And I looked in, I think it was in the social section, and there were, okay, I'm almost embarrassed to say this, almost 79,000 things that were sitting there that I hadn't looked at, because I mean, I just do everything online and when I'm on social media, but they're attached to an account, and those accounts are the core account. And they get backlogged. And as a metaphor, we get backlogged at our core when we hoard things. And this was just one example of me hoarding information. And I'm going through some of the emails and everything. They are from businesses that I used to work with years ago. And the business doesn't even exist. And yet here I've got all these emails. And I didn't want to delete them. I didn't want to get rid of them. And I thought, geez, there's another metaphor. It's like those old stories that we hold on to. We know they don't serve a purpose anymore. They're just to make us feel bad or remember the pain that has been inflicted upon us or the damage or all that stuff. Holding on to this shit, hoarding it like it's something that's valuable. You know, something my father said to me, this was years ago, and I thought, wow. He was all about forgive and forget, right? That's what he used to say to me anyways. And then one day he says to me, with something to the effect, the doctor says, the wound will heal, but the scar will remain. And I thought, what? The wound will heal, but the scar will remain. Now, I don't know about you. That is not about forgive and forget. It's about saying the words and not forgetting at all. So all this backed up storage of information that I've been holding on to, I have to allow myself to consider, where the hell am I still doing that in my own life? Where am I holding on to things and remembering? You know, it's like, oh, I'll forgive you, but the scar is still there, so I'll remember it. Oh, that's not really forgiving. But where are those stories in my life? Where are those stories in your life? Because come on, you know they're not serving a purpose. All this goes back to emails and a lack of storage space. Well, if we've got an overload of information that we've been holding on to that really doesn't serve any purpose, maybe the message is it's time to purge. Now, what was interesting after I deleted 60,000, 60,000 emails, social and promotional items. Yeah, isn't that nuts? It sounds like wild, doesn't it? However, if you have a Gmail account or a Hotmail account, they are so great for you to hold on to shit. And if that's not a message, nothing is. Today, I didn't plan on talking about this today, but here I am sitting at my laptop and I'm looking at lack of storage, too much, not enough space, and I'm like, I need to talk about this because, geez, come on, you and I know, I'm sure you feel like you have no time, no space, no room to even breathe. And I invite you to consider, where are you holding on to stuff? What is being stored at your core that really doesn't serve you? Let the wounds heal. Never mind the scars. They're kind of like a tree. A tree, if you, I don't know if you know this, but if you look at a tree, you can see how old it is by the lines that go around I guess, the circumference of it. You can see the different lines on a tree. I don't know if that's all trees or not. I just remember hearing that and remember looking at a tree and I could see it. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. And the tree doesn't stop growing, keeps deeply rooted, and it keeps, it'll lose branches, right? It lets go of its storage and keeps growing. And as a metaphor, where do you need to do that yourself? Clearly, I have signs that are being sent to me that it's time to let go. And you let go to grow. And in some ways, as I say let go, I wrote a little, I guess, poem, a quote. It's a longer one. I haven't posted it yet. And it comes down to the older I get, the more experiences I move through. It's no longer about letting go. It's about knowing what is right for me, knowing what feels right, and choosing appropriately. So I don't necessarily need to let go of experiences. However, moving forward, I do need to choose differently. So that's where I am today. And I thought I'm all about having a candid conversation. And, whether it's just me speaking or not, this is a candid conversation with Amy. And I'm inviting you to consider, where in your life are you hoarding information that is causing you more harm than anything else? And you might be unaware of it. And just for shits and giggles, go into your email account. Here's another area where I found a lot of information stored going nowhere. I want you to consider this as a metaphor. Look, I'm a big metaphor queen because metaphors are a way of discovering how to grow and expand your life, where you might be hiding things. Playing with metaphors is so huge. So here's what I discovered. In drafts, think of drafts in your life as you have a thought, but you don't act on it. You don't do anything with it. A week passes, 2 weeks later, sometimes a year passes, and the thought comes up again. You're like, oh, I remember that. Oh, I should do that. And you don't do anything with it. It's still floating around in your psyche, in your body, still information certain you're not doing anything with it. Now, in my drafts, I believe I had less this look, I'm still not proud of this. I had less than 800 items in drafts. Now, here's the interesting thing. Some of those files, they were drafts, but there was nothing in them. We have a thought. And it's gone. So I'm going to invite you to go through your emails. If you have a Gmail, I don't know how Hotmail works, but if you have a Gmail account, look in your promotional items, your social items. Get rid of stuff. Let go, if you want to call it letting go, but get rid of it. If it's not like really serving a purpose, why hoard it? Why keep it? Right? You know, we talk about hoarding and we're looking at physical things. However, gosh, our thoughts, we hoard our thoughts. We keep them. Kind of like my dad. It's like, oh, well, I'll forgive you, but the scar is still there. So I'll always remember. Come on. That's not going to make you feel good. So what if you were to consider purging? And yeah, you know what? Start with emails. And I'll tell you, so I ended up buying extra space from Google because they're great marketers. And what was happening was I was deleting all these items. However, what I discovered was it goes across your hard drives and stored items elsewhere on Google. So there's a lot of shit there. And I thought, okay, this is good to purge. Absolutely. And then I thought, but how much of my time am I putting in to do something that I should have kept up with and should have? Yeah, I should have kept up with it years ago. But the message is clear. I didn't do it years ago, but there's nothing that says I can't do it now. So, you know what? I paid for extra storage for a year. It was what, $27.99, $28. Perfect. Now, in the meantime, I can go through and I played a little game. And what I did was I went into promotional items and I decided I was going to get rid of 1,000 items there. Then I went over to social items. I got rid of 1,000 there. And then I went into my primary account. Got stuff from 2015, 2012. Got rid of stuff there, 1,000 at a time. And then what I did was I stepped away and I did something else. You know, I do have a business that I have, so I've got other things to be doing. I need to be sharing stuff with you. So for today, my thought is, what if you allowed yourself to start purging and start with an easier thing? Purging emails, if you play with it, look at it as a metaphor. What are you noticing? What are you discovering? There were items in there where I thought, oh, these look really good. So I saved them and saved them. I saved them for a day and I went in the next day. And then I opened the emails and I looked at them and I read them and I was like, I don't need that. Again, it's all a metaphor. Where am I holding on to things that there's really nothing important there, but I thought there was. So where in your life are you doing the same thing? If you're listening to this podcast, yeah, chances are you're doing it too. So, you know, they say spring is a great time to do house cleaning and get ready. Well, I think spring's a great time for just about anything. So is the fall. You know, call it prepping for the winter. I don't know. Depending on where you are, you might not get the cold. But I'm in Nova Scotia, and let me tell you, it gets kind of chilly here. Anyways. I digress. So I invite you to start to consider as a metaphor, where are you holding on to stuff and what needs to get purged? Where do you feel like you have no space? Where do you lack storage? Where do you need to do an upgrade? Those are all questions. They all have to do basically with technology. However, it's a metaphor. They all float in and out of our lives. They're aspects of our lives. So take time today to play around with what do you need to be done with? Let it be, let it go, and start becoming more aware. And you know, here's an interesting thing about awareness, if you wish. Here I had this awareness. I knew that I wasn't keeping up with that old Gmail account. But in my life, where am I aware of things that need to be taken care of? And I'm just not doing it because I don't think it's a big deal. But here's what I'm going to share with you. If you're holding on to stuff that you're not using in your life, mentally or physically, be done with it. Move forward. Move it out. If it's a physical item, get it out of your house. If it's an email, delete it. And if it's thoughts, be aware of it. And move forward away from it so that it's no longer pulling you down or weighing you down, keeping you stuck, which we love to say, I'm stuck, I feel stuck. I haven't been feeling stuck, but I have felt, I'll say, a heaviness lately. And I'll tell you something, just by cleaning out emails and becoming aware and noticing, looking at some of these emails, noticing that some of these businesses are out of business. Some of these emails are people I don't even remember anymore. And there are other ones that made me smile. So it's like, it's an opportunity for me to consider, you know, as I move forward, what's important to me? What really matters? And I invite you to consider the same thing for yourself. What really matters? And get on with it. Get on with purging, letting go, putting aside, giving away. I don't know, whatever it is for you. But I'm really clear. The fall is coming. Opportunities are waiting for me. They're waiting for you. What are you going to do to create space to let them in? Because if you're at full capacity and there's no storage space left, you might feel like life is passing you by. And it's not that it's passing you by. It's that you're not ready or able to receive it. I'm Amy, and I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day. Huge hugs.